As I was writing today and scripting on what to say, I just felt my heart feel burdened with so many questions. And this is one question. When was the last time you weighed or took your own weight? Another crazy question is this. Did you gain or lose some pounds or find that you are so tall or not so tall anymore? Or perhaps for the fitness freaks out there, you lost some muscle mass. You know, as I was trying to wrap my brain around all these questions and what God was trying to share with me, this thing came into my heart. How do you measure the character of a man or woman? And then I recalled, many would say it's success, it's money, influence, or affluence, love, integrity, maybe the number of businesses that they have, or even other things. Maybe friends. Some of you have many friends. But my question is this. Can a person have any of the traits above and still be lacking? Do they need something else that they are missing? You know, in all the traits above, in this jigsaw that we have. Because, you know, I've heard so many people with all these traits and characteristics swearing or developing unrighteous anger and still have these traits. They still give to charity because they love to or feel compassionate. But then something else is lacking. So what? So what, people? What is the real measure of the character of a person, of you and I? Because I have so many friends. And I love my family a lot. Well, for me, the measure of a man is this person, Jesus. The measure of me and you is Jesus. Or rather, the servanthood that Jesus showed. Not merely the power or his love or his truth or influence, because his influence is still being shown around the world right now. But it was his servanthood that he showed everywhere he went. Think about it. Look in the Word of God. It was so genuine. It was pure. His love was so pure. He was always there to serve. The life that Jesus lived in private was the same one he showed in public. And it was good, and it was so right. That's my Jesus. You know, Ephesians chapter 4 verses 19 until 24 says this. They have lost their feeling of shame and used their lives to do what is morally wrong. More and more, they want to do all kinds of evil. But that way of life is nothing like what you learned when you came to know Christ. I know that you heard about Him, and in Him you are taught the truth. Yes, the truth is in Jesus. You are taught to leave your old self. This means that you must stop living the evil way you lived before. That old self gets worse and worse. Hear this again. That old self gets worse and worse. Because people are fooled by the evil they want to do. You must be made new in your hearts and in your thinking. Be that new person who was made to be like God, truly good and pleasing to Him. Amen. You know, church, make that verse your scripture for today. Just let it be in your spirit and just let it dwell in your heart. So take off that old self, put on the new that God gave you, and be ready to walk in that new life. Today on our Saturday worship weekend, as we enter His presence, ask God in what areas you need to change or give. I'm DJ ELC, welcoming you to Champion FM.
you're ready, shout. If you're ready for Jesus, shout. Come on, if you're ready for Jesus, raise your voice and shout. Behold, he comes. Kandala Mosia. Riding in on a cloud. Shining like the sun. How the trumpets call. Oh, yeah. Holy Land, let your voice. This is the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation. Oh God, help us. And the old ocean of this. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great, say, is our God. Come in, woman, man, boy, and girl, raise your voice, say, how great is our God? Everybody sing, say, how great is our God?
You said, I believe. You said, it is done. You said, I believe. You said, it is done. Can you help me sing?
You said,
I believe. You said, it is done. You said, I believe. You said,
it is done.
You said it.
You said,
oh, believe it.
Believe.
Just because you said it.
Said,
I believe it's done.
It is done.
Yeah.
You said,
you said it.
I believe.
And I believe it.
You said,
by your stripes I'm healed.
It is done.
By your stripes I'm healed.
You said,
just because you said.
Lord and Christ.
If I believe in anything, if I have hope in anything, if I should boast in anything, let it be. If I believe in anything, if I have hope in anything, if I should boast in anything, let it be.
Sing this song of worship. God, we give you glory.
We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, oh God.
You're the object of my worship.
We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, oh God.
In response to your goodness.
We give you glory.
Yeah, yeah.
We give you glory.
We give
you glory, oh God.
No one has to make us. We give.
We give you glory.
We do it freely.
We give you glory. We give you glory.
Now we say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Receive this praise tonight, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
He's here.
Hallelujah. Oh God.
You fought for me.
For you have fought for me. Defeated death for me, the weight of sin you carry for me. Your never-ending love, what you gave for us, is far more greater than anything. We give you glory, yeah.
We give you glory.
Come on, worshiper.
We give you glory.
All over the room.
We give you glory.
Lift your hands.
Oh God.
We give you glory.
We give you glory.
You deserve it.
We give you glory.
Oh.
We give you glory.
Oh God.
Oh God.
So receive this offering.
Hallelujah.
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 Never.
For you have fought for me.
Yes.
Defeated death for me. The weight of sin, you carried it for me. Your never-ending love, what you gave for us, it's more greater than, far more greater than anything. For you have fought for me, defeated death for me. The weight of sin, you carried it just for me. Your never-ending love, what you gave. Got a testimony. It's greater than anything. So we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Oh God, Emmanuel. We know you with us.
He's with us.
So we give.
Somebody give him glory. Come on, somebody open your mouth. Now open your mouth and give him glory. Come on, some of y'all been watching us all night. Come on, open up your mouth and give him glory. Come on, now open up your mouth and give him glory. Come on, open up your mouth and give God glory.
Champion FM, it's all about Him.
And in our worship that was tinged with soul, we began with a worship medley from Donnie McClurkin, Cece Winans with Believe For It, Jimmy Gravity gave us Lord and Christ, James Fortune, Fia, and Tasha Copes Leonard with We Give You Glory and It's Reprise. Stay tuned for some announcements. The acoustic live performance of Believe For It from Cece Winans is our Saturday video of the week and is growing into a very popular worship song. To watch the stripped-down version, go to our music video page on championfmmusic.com after this broadcast. If you have visited our website, you will have seen that Champion FM has begun broadcasting its 24-hour radio station. Though it's still in its beta testing mode, we plan to officially launch in May, the month when Champion FM turns one. So do take your time to listen, give feedback, and enjoy all the music. Remember, we are still perfecting our station just for you. We all have favorite Bible verses, verses that have spoken personally to our hearts. This March, Champion FM's question of the month is this: what is your favorite Bible verse and why is it special to you? Go to our website to connect with us and let us know your answers. This is DJ ELC, and I would just like to say a big thank you to all our listeners who have been following and listening to our podcast. Do continue to follow and join me tomorrow for some quiet devotional instrumentals for study and meditation. Till then, God bless you and be a blessing to everyone around you.
Champion FM, it's all about Him.